Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is season 5, episode 160 of this daily study podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as we continue with our study of this week's Come Follow Me materials. We're studying in the 161 this episode is, by the way. We are studying in the week of December the 11th to December the 17th, studying Revelation 6 to 14. Yes, yesterday was not, there was no episode, just didn't manage to get able to record it for a few factors, but hopefully going to be able to cover what I need to this week with Revelation 6 to 14 anyway. Now, we finished yesterday looking at Revelation chapter 7, and we were looking at the kind of sixth seal, the latter days, and some of the metaphors or the things that were being used to describe our day and what things would need to happen in our day before the seventh seal was opened. And then we get to chapters 8, 9 and 11, which focus specifically on the events of the last days in the seventh seal. Now, I could go through. There are seven angels which blow seven trumpets. And each time one of the angels blows a trumpet, there is a sign about the last days that takes place. And these signs are pretty cataclysmic. You know, there's hail and fire mingled with blood that gets cast upon the earth, burning up a third part of the trees and the green grass. You know, we could talk about how this is probably an indication of the manner in which the earth's natural resources are being destroyed or used up or not replaced or whatever it is that you want to call it, that perhaps it links to the resources of the earth. Second angel sounding and it casts a fire which goes into the sea, and the third part of the sea becomes blood. Again, maybe that could be referring to our treating of marine life or the seas of the world with various things that have been thrown into it. Third part, including a third part of the creatures and the ships that were destroyed. And then a third angel sounds and a great star from heaven falls into the rivers and on the fountains of the waters, makes the waters bitter. Honestly, with that one, I'm not 100% sure what it could be referring to. Possibly referring to lack of water or natural resources for some people, possibly. But basically, there's seven angels, and each of these angels has a pretty horrendous thing take place. And some of them could be possibly attributed to some things. In the Institute Manual, for example, Bruce R. McConkie speaks about each of these angels and gives a possibility of what each one represents, but in reality we don't know. What we do know is that during this time of the last days, when the just before the Savior comes to the earth, there will be, and there is being, a number of difficult global issues, life circumstances that people are having to live through. Some of us are fortunate enough to not be caught up in wars or famines or things like that at this moment, but it doesn't mean it won't happen, for one thing, is one thing I've learned, but also it means that we are seeing the things that are happening and we still need to take note of them, because as it says in the Come Follow Me manual, I'm going to read this bit, it says, quote, "What do chapters 8, 9 and 11 teach you about the events of the last days? How can we prepare spiritually for these events?" Close quote. It is an indication to us that the way before the Lord is being prepared. If I go to Doctrine and Covenants 77 and it's this question answer thing talking about Revelation, verses 12 to 13 and 15 speaks about these parts that we are just looking at today. And it says, oops, I just opened that back up again, in verse 12, What are we to understand by the sounding of the trumpets mentioned in the 8th chapter of Revelation? The answer is, we are to understand that as God made the world in 6 days, and on the 7th day he finished his work and sanctified it, even so, in the beginning of the 7,000 years, will the Lord God sanctify the earth and complete the salvation of man, and judge all things, and shall redeem all things except that which he hath not put into his power, when he shall have sealed all things unto the end of all things. And the sounding of the trumpets of the seven angels are the preparing and finishing of his work in the beginning of the 7,000 years, the preparing of the way before the time of his coming. We also have this as a specific thing that will take place in the other days, the two witnesses who will be slain in Jerusalem. We don't know who these witnesses will be. We do not know if they will be apostles, or if they will be missionaries, or if there will be possibly general authorities or whatever it is. But two individuals who witness for Christ will be slain in Jerusalem, and after 3.5 days they'll be resurrected. So that's a very specific event that will take place, which, as far as we know, has not taken place at this moment. But it, again, just reminds us that we need to reflect on and consider how we are spiritually preparing during these things, because what this all tells us is that, number one, a number of these things are happening on the earth today, and so it should give us pause to reflect and to consider how we are spiritually preparing for the second coming of the Saviour, but also we need to recognise that anything at any point could happen. Any natural disaster, any pandemic, any global or local issue or incident could take place. Now, being physically prepared, of course, is an important aspect, and that's why we're encouraged to have things like 72-hour kits and food storage and all these kind of things. But preparing spiritually is probably one of the most vital things we can do, because, of course, that is what is going to be important when Christ comes to rule and reign. And I think that we can consider where we're up to and what maybe we need to change in our lives so that we can be prepared for that time. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed the study, and join us tomorrow as we continue through Revelation, and until we meet again.